Come out of the world, oh my people, seek the truth.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. I come to you today to try to help people in a particular situation that I find many people in. And it is really what we are doing with our lives and prioritizing our lives. And the enemy is very deceptive. And I know a lot of people out there today are suffering. And there's a difference between suffering and suffering well. And our Creator doesn't promise us that we're not going to suffer in life. And I'm not only talking about from a physical standpoint, but I'm talking about from an emotional standpoint. And emotional suffering can lead to many physical ailments. It can lead to disease. It can lead to depression. And all these other physical ailments that are based on emotional well-being. And the scriptures talk to us about this. And I see many people today in distress because of broken relationships, because of unfulfilled dreams, and because of things not going according to where they planned in life. And, I see from a scriptural standpoint, people taking their focus off our Creator and putting it on the fleshly things of this world. Whether it's losing a lot of money in an investment or going bankrupt, more suicide happens between divorce and bankruptcy than any other two topics. And suicide in itself, whether it's because of depression or mental illness or just because life didn't turn out the way we thought it was going to turn out, and that in itself is a great clear example of how people are focusing on the things of the flesh in this world, and they're not focusing on the spiritual things. And this is happening more and more. So even if people don't commit suicide, they're having suicidal thoughts. And the problem really is, from what I see and I want to talk about today, is the worshiping of the flesh and just the fleshly desires, the things that make us feel good when we get them and the things that make us feel bad when we don't get them. And that's a big problem. Or things that we have that we lose, or things that we don't, we compare to other people. There's so much flesh, and Yeshua spoke about all over the scriptures about detaching ourselves from the emotions, from the fleshly desires of this world, and to get our joy and our satisfaction from our relationship with Him. And this, many of us seem like we have a solid foundation of these things, but we get things in our lives that we compile and work so hard for from a physical standpoint. And then when we lose those things, depression seeks in, or some type of resentment or some type of negative feeling. But it really all comes down to the flesh versus spiritual. So I want to talk to these things and about these things. And I pray it's going to help you today, those of you that are suffering with these issues. You know, the Bible tells us, it is written, you shall worship Yahweh your Elohim, and Him only shall you serve. You know, so when we, you know, see these other things that we're serving, or other things that we're worshiping, that affect us on such a deep level, nothing should affect you on a deeper level than your relationship with our wonderful Messiah, Yeshua. And when we think about that, and we got to think about, you know, how upset or depressed or distraught do we get if we miss our time with Him, if we forgot to pray with Him today, or if He's upset with us, does it really affect us? Or if we've done something, even though the Word says He will never leave us, but if we've done something, such a sin so greatly, how much does it affect us? Does it bother us as opposed to the things of this world? So many people are in fear of losing their job, where they get their money from, their security, or their house. Or I see a lot of people from a bankruptcy standpoint, or even worse, from a divorce standpoint, breaking people, relationships, even if it's not a divorce, even if it's a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship, and that doesn't work out. All of a sudden, people distraught. I see relationships between children and their parents. If it doesn't work out, there's so much depression and sadness there. And I'm not saying we can't experience or shouldn't experience these humans' emotions that come along with things like this, but we have to be careful to make sure that our spiritual life is more than our physical life. So yes, broken relationships, bankruptcy, and all these other hardships of life from a physical standpoint are not the greatest place we want to be in. But the scriptures tell us, do not be dismayed. Nothing should take our joy away. And we let those things affect Yahweh, our joy with our Creator. That means we're worshiping those things of the flesh more than we are with our spiritual, with our Creator. We have been given the greatest blessing man could receive by having a relationship with our Creator. And that should be the most important thing to us. More important than our relationship with man. Yes, we have instructions on how we should be in our life and our relationships and how we should treat things like our money and the things we've possessions in life. But when we lose something, that's when we decide who our rock is. And if our rock is Yahweh, we pull through those things. We pull through those things. We're not to worship anyone. It says in Exodus 20, it says, and Yahweh spoke all these words, saying, I am Yahweh your Elohim, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven or above, or that is earth and beneath, or that is in the water underneath the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them. For I am Yahweh your Elohim, am a jealous Elohim, visiting the iniquity of the fathers of the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me. We need to think about this. Have no other gods before me. And people are making a god today out of the things of the flesh, the things that make them feeling fleshly okay and good. People are worshiping those things. And how do we know this? Because when they lose those things, their life is in shambles. They're just completely lost. But if we have Yahweh as our first love, it's all going to be fine. It's all going to be fine. And then we have to think about this. It says in Hebrews 13:5, keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have. For you have said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And I tell you this, you might lose your money. You might lose your spouse. You might lose your children. But Yahweh says he will never leave you or forsake you. And that is where our joy should come from, knowing that. No, we shouldn't be joyful if we lose anything. But we have to understand, Yahweh has a plan for our life. And he says the plan is for good and not disaster, to offer a future and a hope. We have to understand this. And we have to worship him and worship him only. But too many people today are worshiping one another, their money, their cars. People. Yes, people. The scriptures tell us, men, you are to love your wives to death. Be willing to die for them and make the sacrifice that Yeshua made for us. The scripture tells women, you are to serve your husbands and treat them in a manner of submissiveness, the way the scriptures and Yeshua submitted to the Father. We are to come together wholly in these relationships. But we are not to worship one another. And this is the problem. So when a broken relationship happens, you know, we got to find out why that happened and try time to fix it. And the scriptures are clear. It says, when strife is there, the enemy is near. You know, we have to get our spiritual lives back in order and maintain a spiritual outlook in our household. The same thing with money. When we lose our money or something else, there's always a spiritual connection to the things in our lives. And often it is the worshiping of money or even one another on a physical level, the worshiping of things of the flesh, that Yahweh has to intervene and say, well, look what he did with Job. Job had the money. Job had the children. Job had the relationship. Yahweh had to strip him of all of those things so he would realize the most important thing was his relationship with Yahweh. And we look at Job's attitude towards that even. Yahweh giveth and he taketh away. But he giveth again. We have to trust that and understand that. We have to believe that. And so, remember, the fruit of the Spirit is joy, peace, and patience, and kindness, goodness, and faithfulness. So it's easy to remember those things when life is going great, when we have a secure job, when the car is working great, when the relationship's wonderful. We have, you know, it's easy to remember those things. But what if things aren't going according to our plan? Then we show who we're really listening to and worshiping. And then we show if the fruit of the Spirit or if we're worshiping the flesh. Nothing should take away the fruit of the Spirit from us. And that goes true for broken relationships. That goes true for all the things that make us sad in life. That's for losing money, losing opportunities. So if somebody sees a house and they were going to buy a house, they've been looking for a house for so long. Let's say they're looking for a house and then, whoop, they come upon an amazing house, a beautiful house, and they want to buy that house. And they're getting their records together and their money together. Hopefully they're praying, but oftentimes they're too busy doing everything else to pray, but they're getting all their stuff together. Wow. This house is beautiful. And I tell you, if Yahweh wants you to have that house, you're going to have that house. But they stress over it. Oh, I hope we get it. And we got to find out. And we got to. And something happens. And if you don't get that house, what's your attitude? If you're upset, mad, or have any negative emotion over that, you are worshiping that house more than you are worshiping our Creator. When our Creator says, have love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness. And something doesn't work out according to the plan you want or something you wanted very bad, you're worshiping the flesh. Well, I missed that house. It was nice, but Yah is going to provide me with something better. Hallelujah. That's the attitude we need. You know, and it's so common to worship the fleshly things of this world. And this is what's happening today. And this is what people are doing today. So we need to, you know, get this right. You know, and I'm guilty of this as well. Even in my relationship with my children, I think there's nothing more powerful and beautiful than the love of a parent and a child, right? We'll be willing to die for our children, do anything to protect our children and everything else. And often we put our relationship with our children above our relationship with Yahweh. Or our spouse, we put our relationship above our spouse above our relationship with Yahweh. And then if something happens and the spouse goes away, or the children go away, or whether it's your best friend that goes away, all of a sudden, we feel like we lost everything, we have nothing. That's because you're putting more focus on that than on your relationship with Yahweh. Yahweh says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Do you understand that? I am the way. Yeshua is the way. Yeshua is the way that shows us and provides the path for us. Yeshua is the way. So we got to get that and understand everything he's given us in life is a blessing. Yes. But we got to find a way to separate ourselves from the flesh. We got to understand our priorities. Your children are not the way. Your marriage is not the way. Your money is not the way. Your cars are not the way. No, Yahshua is the way, the truth, and the life. The life. And he's given us the instructions and the guidelines of how to treat the blessings that he's given us in life, but never to put those things and make those things more important than him. And I understand the trap of people having the so-called broken heart. A broken heart. And this is exactly what I'm getting at. I understand the sadness of losing a loved one, losing a parent, or someone else. But as long as we have Yeshua, we should never have a broken heart if we have Yeshua. Is what I'm saying. That's what we have to focus on. And I pray this message is reaching those of you that are going through some hard times in life. Yahweh will make things right for you. That's what you have to believe and trust. Even if it doesn't seem that, I promise you he will meet all your needs. But he will break you and strip you if you are putting your reliance on something else or anything else. And I see that happen. Oh, what happened if I lose my job? Where will I get money to pay my bills? Oh, how am I going to survive? Because what happens is people get in relationships that are unequally yoked. And Yahweh will separate and take that apart and help you with that situation often. But people, oh, I lost this relationship, or I lost this situation with money or something else. If you get into a situation with the wrong intentions and you're worshiping those things more than Yahweh, Yahweh will try to help you and make it right for you. But when you reject that, when you don't come to terms that maybe I did something I shouldn't have done, maybe Yahweh's trying to tell me something here, and you start dwelling in what you lost and the physical, fleshly things that you lost, we have to understand and trust that Yahweh has the power and the control over everything. And we need to believe that. Whether it's disease, death, or bankruptcy, or separation, or everything. This is why prayer is so important. This is why prayer is important. I remember when I was going through some of the toughest time in my life. In my broken relationship, and I was going through such a tough time. And I literally found myself worshiping my spouse, my ex-wife. I was worshiping her. Divorce was something that I saw in the scriptures could never be a possibility, and our Creator never wanted. You know, not me focusing on maybe I got in a relationship of an unequally yoked relationship, or I've made my mistakes, or whatever the consequences were. Here I was, literally begging my ex-wife not to leave or to separate, and this isn't of Yahweh, and he doesn't want this. And I spent all that time focusing on a person. And given all the power to a person to make the decisions for my life. And making a common mistake that so many of us make on a regular basis. And instead of focusing on a person, focusing on Yahweh. And putting my focus on Him. And going to Him. And instead of begging my ex-spouse, don't let this happen and don't do this. I should have been taking it to Yahweh. Yahweh, what is your will for my life? What have I done wrong? What mistakes have I made? How can I make this right? Or how could you make this right, Yahweh? What do I need to do? But we get in this trap of worshiping people. I've lost a lot of money in making bad calls in my life. And doing things. But there comes to a point in our life where we have to take it to Yahweh and say, Yahweh, help me. Help me not to worship any situation and to be satisfied with what happens in our life. You see, people, you can't control other people. You cannot control other people. Other people have to make their decisions for their life. And you certainly shouldn't be worshiping other people or bowing down to anyone but our wonderful Creator. And we have to realize that and remember that. And when you make people more important than our Creator, now we have a problem. And Yahweh is going to find a way to fix that one way or the other. And that is an issue. And I know that a lot of people out there with suicidal thoughts, they just want to give up because things aren't working out in their lives. But Yahweh proves in the scriptures, He takes something that's bad and turns it around for something good. But we have to put our focus in the right place. The instructions are given to us in the scriptures of how we should live our lives, how we should treat one another, and how we shouldn't treat one another. We should never worship someone or something. And that's happening today, and I see that today. I see many parents and their children, and the children decide to not follow Yah's word. And prayerfully, the parents brought them up in it the correct way, but the children decide to go their own way. It's the toughest thing for a parent to do is to see their child make these mistakes. You know, but our joy has to come from Yahweh and our trust in Him knowing. And even children with their own parents and parents, you know, aren't following my dad and my mom. They don't follow Yahweh. And it breaks my spirit that I don't see them following this way. And with all my desires, I want them to follow this thing. But I still know Yahweh is my rock. And Yahweh is my true Father. And Yahweh is in control of these things. And Yahweh is going to open up the eyes of my parents if it be His will. And I got to accept that. I got to accept that. And not just accept that, but in some weird way, find peace and shalom in that. It's up to Yahweh. It's not up to me. And we only have control over the decisions we make in life, not the decisions that others decide to make in life. When I see these things and I see the rise of suicide and I see people have to take in medication to control their emotions. Medication to control their emotions. Now they're worshiping medication and pharmakia. They're worshiping other people. If we put our focus on Yahweh, we wouldn't have to get to that point or that situation. When it says in John 17:17, sanctify them in truth. Your word is truth. It's not just them. We must do that to ourselves and believe that in ourselves and understand that. It says in John 16:13, when the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all truth. For He will not speak in His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak. And He will declare to you the things that are to come. We need to focus on that. And this is the... We get sidetracked. That's what the enemy tries to do. He tries to sidetrack us from these things. And he tries to make us put our focus on other things more important than him. And I have close siblings to me that they don't have a relationship with Yahweh. And their focus is on the things of this world. I saw a great thing recently. It was a hurricane that came down here. And this guy had a farm. And the hurricane blew all his trees down. The guy made a wonderful video. I don't even know the guy if he's a believer or not. But he made a wonderful video that was so true. He said, there are all these tragedies in the world. All these things that go bad in the world. Now this is this man's livelihood. He lost all his trees. But what did he do? He said, oh, this stuff happens. We got to move on. Regrow. You know, reestablish. And move on. And not dwell and focus and get in depression and, oh, why me? And how come this and all this? You know, we gotta get up Get up. Tomorrow's a new day. Tomorrow's a new day. And Yahweh's going to present these situations to us in life. And we need to make decisions based on what He wants us to do and how He wants us to live. We can't control other people, whether it's from a business standpoint or a personal standpoint. No. He's given us a responsibility and instructions of how to model and live our lives. How to model and live our lives for our parents, for our spouses. The roles we are to play. The things we are to do. How we're supposed to represent our wonderful Creator. And it's our goal and should be our decision to do that as much as possible. But remember what He said. He will never leave us. And why I say this is, people will leave us. Good opportunities will depart from us. Money might leave us. But Yahweh will always be there. And we are to worship Him first and only. And only. That's what we are to do. And if we do that, we can make it through those tough times of suffering. Whether it's physical torment or emotional suffering, we can make it through those times if Yahweh's our first love. If Yahweh's our first love. Remember, Job lost everything and Yahweh restored it double fold. Hallelujah. And He can do and will do the same things in your life. If you can trust Him, depart from the flesh and trust His Spirit. That's what we have to do. And know who your true controller is. Who's really in control of everything, and who wants to bless you tremendously. He is the way, the truth, and the life, and that is in Yeshua. So put your trust in Him. And if any of you are going through tough times right now and you're having suicidal thoughts, you're feeling like giving up, you can't get out of bed because you're so heartbroken or so upset that you have such bitterness and unforgiveness in your life, we need to come to Him before anything. And we need to just speak to Him in prayer. And that's what it's about. That's what it's about. And that's what He wants us to do. And I pray we can have the strength to persevere, rebuke the enemy for his distractions, and get focused on Yahweh. And Yahweh only as the most important thing in our life. And He's the one that will bless us. Remember, He says, I offer you a future and a hope. So hallelujah, I pray this message is reaching you and you have an ears to hear and eyes to see in Yeshua's name. Have a blessed day, everybody. Yahweh be with you and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life
Ministry. Alzheimer's Treatment Centers of America's new clinic is now open in Port St. Lucie. Do you suffer from poor sleep? This can be a root cause of Alzheimer's. And Alzheimer's Treatment Centers of America has tools to address sleep issues. Also, in the observational study of their protocol, 75% of patients had no further decline in their mild cognitive impairment. These are amazing results. There is now hope for loved ones suffering from cognitive decline. Online at atca.ai or 772-298-4477.
Just has to be.